Good morning and welcome to Redeemer. I'm so glad you're here with us today and hope you'll join us again for any and all of our worship services. I will remind you once again that we will be celebrating Holy Communion later in this worship service, and I invite you to get your elements ready to use there in your home as we celebrate communion with us. Don't forget that we do have Wednesday Vespers this week. As we continue looking at the Beatitudes, this week we're looking at blessed are the meek and blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. That's at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. I invite you to join us. I hope that you will notice that we have just posted our stewardship video, our stewardship campaign, We Are Family, begins today, and you need to look at the video that was just posted because you won't believe what our crazy stewardship committee does. And so they're in there, and hope you'll look at that. For the next few weeks, you'll be hearing from them each week just prior to this worship service with a video from them about the needs of our congregation and how they continue. The emphasis again this year is We Are Family, and I look forward to you being able to see it as well. Finally, for me, thank you to all those who came on Friday and helped us load a truck for Williamsburg County. Again, because of the need for social distancing, I kind of had to make some calls and find people. I couldn't just do a blanket invitation to come. We even split it up over two shifts so that we had some here for 1 hour and then different people here for different hours, so we weren't around the same people for long times to try to be safe in the midst of all this. But thank you. They took immensely more than I imagined that we could take. And the best news for the rest of you is we now have room to receive some stuff. We've had the room inside taped off and locked off because it was completely full, and the box outside was largely full, and so now there's room in both. So it's exciting, and they are so appreciative of all the things that we send down. You matter, and you're making a difference. Amanda?
Yes, Pastor Gary, of course I have announcements.
I knew you would.
Yep. So that stewardship video that is being posted, my computer can only do so many things at once, so it is 46.7% posted.
Okay.
But by the end of worship, it will be all the way posted.
Okay.
Yeah, just so you know. So if it's not there yet, go back and find it. Also, I wanted to let folks know that today at 2 o'clock, we're starting our next book study. This time we're studying Native by Caitlin Curtis. And so if you would like to join us, we would love to have you. Just contact me for the Zoom information, or if you're on our Facebook group, the information will be posted there as well. If you haven't read through the second chapter yet, it's okay. Join us anyway. We would love to have you. The other thing that's exciting that's coming up is we're going to start Faith Launch again for our kiddos. So that's for 2-year-olds through 6th grade. And we have some wonderful activities and things like that. But since we're not here at church, we're going to bring it to your house. So we're going to be making some deliveries during this week. And we're really excited about sharing some videos with you and some things that you can do as a family to help form your faith and help launch your faith to new heights. Parents and grown-ups and grandparents and other people, if you have anybody that's 2 years old through sixth grade that's interested in that, please let me know so we can make sure we get you a box. Those are all the announcements I have.
Okay.
And now the video might be like 57.2%.
Okay.
We'll check.
Well, okay. There you go. The good news is, when it comes to God, we have 100% forgiveness all the time. How about that?
Do I have 100% forgiveness for not having the video
yes.
up yet? Oh, good.
Yes.
Thanks, Pastor Gary.
Yes, ma'am. Let's prepare for our Let's prepare for our worship with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us and all creation. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Faithful God, have mercy on us. We confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We turn from your loving embrace and go our own ways. We pass judgment on one another before examining ourselves. We place our own needs before those of our neighbors. We keep your gift of salvation to ourselves. Make us humble. Cast away our transgressions and turn us again to life in you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God hears the cries of all who call out in need. And through his death and resurrection, Christ has made us his own. Hear the truth that God proclaims. Your sins are forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ. Led by the Holy Spirit, live in freedom and newness to do God's work in the world. Amen.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord God, merciful Judge, you are the inexhaustible fountain of forgiveness. Replace our hearts of stone with hearts that love and adore you, that we may delight in doing your will through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Thanks for being here for our children's sermon. There's some things that are taped to our railings and some over there, and I see some things over there and on the pews. Let's see what they say. All right, this one is a heart that says love. There's hearts that are all over the place. There's one over here, and there's one over here, and one over here. And one over here. I wonder who's... Oh, wait. There's one here, too. I wonder whose love this could be that's everywhere. I know I love my family, but my love is with my family wherever we are, but I don't know that my love is everywhere. You know whose love is everywhere, though? God's love is everywhere. All the time with all people. So if I have these pieces of God's love, I should probably keep them all to myself, right? Because I found them, right? Oh, somebody in the choir said no. Judy, what should I do with this love? I should spread it out. Oh, well, I won't right now, but choir, I have some love for you, okay? Some of God's love. I guess I should share... I'll share with Pastor Gary, too, I guess. So I found all this love, but there's some other things that are here, too. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. We have others that say forgiveness. There's some over here. There's some over there. There's some over there. Oh, there's some up here, too. And there's one right here. And there's one right here by the camera. So if God's love is everywhere, and I found all this forgiveness everywhere, that must mean God's forgiveness is everywhere too. But you know, there are some times that I mess up, and I do things that I probably shouldn't do, and I forget to always be nice sometimes. So I should probably keep all of this forgiveness for myself, because I'm going to need it. Yeah, I'm probably going to need this forgiveness. Uh-oh. Judy's shaking her head over there. Judy, what should I do with all this forgiveness?
Let everybody be forgiven.
Oh, she said I should let everybody be forgiven. Because God gives us so much forgiveness and forgives us of all of our sins and all the things that we forget to do. We should also forgive other people. Because we can only hold so much forgiveness in ourselves, we have to let that overflowing forgiveness go to other people. So when we feel God's love and when we feel God's forgiveness, there's plenty of it. So we should always share that with other people. Did I get it right, Judy? Oh, I got a thumbs up. She says I got it right. So let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for all the love you give us and help us share it with others. Thank you for all the forgiveness that you give us and help us share that with others too. Help us to forgive other people just like you forgive us. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you.
a reading from Genesis. Realizing that their father was dead, Joseph's brothers said, "What if Joseph still bears a grudge against us and pays us back in full for all the wrong that we did to him?" So they approached Joseph, saying, "Your father gave this instruction before he died. Say to Joseph, I beg you, forgive the crime of your brothers and the wrong they did in harming you. Now, therefore, please forgive the crime of the servants of God, your father." Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also wept, fell down before him, and said, "We are here as your slaves." But Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid. Am I in the place of God? Even though you intended to do harm to me, God intended it for good in order to preserve a numerous people as he is doing today. So have no fear. I myself will provide for you and your little ones." In this way, he reassured them, speaking kindly to them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let my heart be good soil, open to the seed of your word. Lord, let my heart be good soil, where love can grow and peace is understood. When my heart is hard, break the stone away. When my heart is cold, warm it with the day. When my heart is lost, lead me on your way. Heart, Lord, let my heart, Lord, let my heart be good soil. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Peter came up and said to him, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you 7 times, but 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the reckoning, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And as he could not pay, his Lord ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, "Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything." And out of pity for him, the Lord of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But that same servant, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, "Pay what you owe." So his fellow servant fell down and besought him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you." He refused and went and put him in prison till he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed and went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his Lord summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you besought me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his Lord delivered him to the jailers till he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I found a story written by Johnny Erickson Tada and entitled, "I Will Always Forgive You." "How many times must I forgive my brother?" the disciple Peter had asked Jesus. "7 times?" Lisa's Sunday school teacher had read Jesus' surprise answer to the class, 70 times 7. Lisa had leaned over to her brother Brent as the teacher continued reading. "How many times is that?" she whispered. Brent, though 2 years younger, was smarter than she was. 490, Brent wrote in the corner of his Sunday school paper. Her brother was small for his age, with narrow shoulders and short arms. His glasses were too large for his face, and his hair always matted in swirls. He bordered on being a nerd, but he had incredible skills at everything, especially music. Brent had learned to play the piano at age 4, the clarinet at age 7, and had just begun to play oboe. His music teachers said he'd be a famous musician someday. That same Sunday afternoon found brother and sister playing basketball on the driveway. It was then that the counting had begun. Brent was guarding Lisa as she dribbled toward the basket. He had tried to bat the ball away, got his face near her elbow, and took a shot on the chin. Lisa saw her opening and drove to the basket, making an easy layup. She gloated over her success, but stopped when she saw Brent. "Are you okay?" she asked. Brent shrugged his shoulders. "I'm sorry," Lisa said. "Really, it was a cheap shot." "It's all right. I forgive you," he said. And then a thin smile formed on his face. "Just 489 more times, though." "What do you mean?" Lisa asked. "You know, what we learned in Sunday school today. You're supposed to forgive someone 490 times. I just forgave you, so now you have 489 left," he kidded. The two of them laughed at the thought of keeping track of every time Lisa had done something to Brent. They were sure she had gone past 490 a long time ago. The rain interrupted their game, and the two moved indoors. "Want to play Battleship?" Lisa asked, and they were soon on the floor of the living room with their game boards in front of them. Each took turns calling out a letter and number combination, hoping to hit the other's ships. Lisa knew she was in trouble as the game went on. Desperate to win, she found herself peeking over the edge of Brent's barrier ever so slightly to see where Brent had placed his ships. But Brent caught her in the act. "Hey, you're cheating." "I'm sorry," she said, staring at the carpet. "Okay, I forgive you," Brent said. And then he added with a small laugh, "I guess it's down to 488 now, huh?" That evening, Lisa made a chart with 490 boxes. She showed it to him before he went to bed. "We can keep track of every time I mess up and you forgive me," she said. "See, I'll put a check in each box like this." And she placed two marks in the upper left-hand boxes. "These are for today." Brent raised his hands to protest. "You don't need to keep..." "Yes, I do," Lisa interrupted. "You're always forgiving me, and I want to keep track. Just let me do this." She went back to her room and tacked the chart to her bulletin board. There were many opportunities to fill in the chart in the years that followed. Forgiveness number 211 came in the 10th grade when Lisa failed to bring home his English book. Brent had stayed home sick that day and had asked her to bring it so he could study for a quiz, but she forgot, and he got a C. Number 393 was for lost keys. 418 for the extra bleach she put in the washer, which ruined his favorite polo shirt. 449, the dent she had put in his car when she had borrowed it. There was a small ceremony when Lisa checked number 490. She used a gold pen for the check mark, had Brent sign the chart, and then placed it in her memory box. I guess that's the end, Lisa said. No more screw-ups for me anymore. Brent just laughed. Yeah, right. Number 491 was just another one of Lisa's careless mistakes, but its hurt lasted a lifetime. Brent had become all that his music teachers said he would. Few could play the oboe better than he. In his fourth year at the best music school in the United States, he received the opportunity of a lifetime, a chance to try out for New York City's great orchestra. The tryout would be held sometime during the following 2 weeks. It would be the fulfillment of his young dreams. He never got the chance. Brent had been out when the call about the tryout came to the house. Lisa was the only one home and on her way out the door. 2:30 on the 10th, the secretary said on the phone. Lisa didn't have a pen, but she told herself that she could remember it. Got it, thanks. I can remember that, she thought. But she did not. It was a week later, around the dinner table, that Lisa realized her mistake. So, Brent, his mom asked him, when do you try out? Don't know yet. They're supposed to call. Lisa froze in her seat. Oh no, she blurted out loud. What's today's date? Quick! It's the 12th, her dad answered. Why? A terrible pain ripped through Lisa's heart. Through sobs, Lisa explained what had happened. It was 2 days ago, the tryout, 2:30. The call came last week. Brent sat back in his chair, not believing Lisa. Is this one of your jokes, sis? He asked. She shook her head, still unable to look at him. Then I really missed it? She nodded. Brent ran out of the kitchen without a word. He did not come out of his room the rest of the evening. Lisa tried once to knock on the door, but she could not face him. She went to her room, where she cried bitterly. Suddenly, she knew she had to do something. She had ruined Brent's life. He could never forgive her for that. She had failed her family, and there was nothing to do but to leave home. Lisa packed up her pickup truck in the middle of the night and left a note behind telling her folks she'd be all right. 2 days later, she got a job as a waitress in Boston. She found an apartment not too far from the restaurant. Her parents tried many times to reach her, but Lisa ignored their letters. It's too late, she wrote them once. I've ruined Brent's life, and I'm not coming back. Lisa did not think she would ever see home again. But one day in the restaurant where she worked, she saw a face she knew. Lisa, said Mrs. Nelson, looking up from her plate. What a surprise. I was so sorry to hear about your brother, Miss Nelson said softly. Such a terrible accident, but we can be thankful that he died quickly. He didn't suffer. Lisa stared at the woman in shock. It couldn't be. Her brother? Dead? The woman quickly saw that Lisa did not know about the accident. She told the girl the sad story of the speeding car, the rush to the hospital, the doctors working over Brent. But all they could do was not enough to save him. Lisa returned home that afternoon. Sadly, she opened her memory box and peered inside. It was as she remembered, except for one item. Brent's chart. It was not there. In its place, at the bottom of the box, was an envelope. Her hands shook as she tore it open and removed a letter. The first page read, "Dear Lisa, it was you who kept count, not me. But if you're stubborn enough to keep count, use the new chart I've made for you. Love, Brent." Lisa turned to the second page where she found a chart just like the one she had made as a child. But on this one, the lines were drawn in perfect precision. And unlike the chart she had kept, there was but one check mark in the upper left-hand corner. Written in red felt tip over the entire page were the words, "Number 491. Forgiven forever." People of God, taste God's grace and know you are forgiven forever. Amen.
As the body of Christ, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of forgiveness, you know everything that is in our hearts before we are even aware, the good and the bad. And yet your forgiveness pours over us. We are still called your beloveds. God, help us to forgive. Stir in our hearts. Help us to see what you see in others. Guide us toward forgiveness, reconciliation, and community. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of love, you are the very essence of love in the universe. You love all of creation unconditionally and eternally. There is nothing that can dissipate your love. God, help us to love each other as you love us, not just a shallow shadow of love, but to really love others, putting their lives, needs, and dreams as priorities in society. Push us to love radically and unconditionally. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of peace, you breathe peace and wholeness into the world. You are present with us through every anxiety, disagreement, grief, in every crisis, tragedy, conflict, and war. You are there. You are peace. God, help us work for peace. Help us to have a vision far beyond simply the absence of war. Give us an imagination of true peace and wholeness for your creation. Inspire in each of us the courage to work towards your will for peace. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of hope, you shine light into the darkness. You answer death with new life. You seek redemption and reconciliation with all creation. God, help us live in hope. Stir among us to lift one another into your light. Give us glad hearts to look towards each new tomorrow. We ask that you bring hope to all those we lift up to you now. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
The Lord be with you.
up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection, opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray. We give you thanks, gracious God, that you have once again fed us with food beyond compare, the body and blood of Christ. Lead us from this place, nourished and forgiven, into your beloved vineyard to wipe away the tears of all who hunger and thirst. Guided by the example of the same Jesus Christ, and led by the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. In peace, serve the Lord.